All the lights are okay. Every light you can want. Okay, we continue in the Rambam. We're in the 15th chapter of the Laws of Toin Venita and Halacha Aleph. Rambam's going to bring a first few, not too complicated halachas, but the main focus of this chapter is going to be two people claiming that they have chazakas and they're contradicting each other, and how we're going to deal with that. But we're going to do some simple stuff for a few halachas before we get to that.
Okay.
Aleph, mi she'ir er al sadezu. There's a person coming with a complaint on this field. There's a person there who's been there for a number of years, and a person wants to get him out. Fehevi edim she'yadu alo. The claimant brings witnesses that the field had once belonged to him. On the other hand, vehevi zeh she'basocha, and the guy who's been in the field, what does he bring? He brings a shtar shalokocho mimenu. Number one, he brings a shtar, a written document that he bought it from him. And also, vehevi edim shachol shnei chazok. He also brings witnesses that he ate on the property for 3 years. He's got a double, thing. Now what? So now what would the judge, how would he prioritize the muchzuk to keep his land? What would he do? Does he have to do everything? Or what? Let's try to make it simple. Well, the first thing we'd say to him, listen, you have a shtar that you bought it from him? So we say to him right away, kayem shtarecha, validate the shtar. Bring us the two witnesses who were there, who signed it, and let's validate it, and game over. Who cares about the chazaka?
Everything else is finished.
Im niskayim, if we're able to validate that shtar, hare tov, it's very good. The yidon b'shtar, and we'll judge it with the shtar. And you don't even have to bring in witnesses of the chazaka at all. It's totally not necessary. But what if imav shalakayim? What if he's not able to validate it? Let's say the witnesses, God forbid, died or are not in the country, or nobody recognizes their signatures. He's got a shtar, but he can't validate it. Now we have to go to the number two backup. Then we'll have to bring out the witnesses that he was there for 3 years. The Yeshava Heses, he'll make a Shvuas Heses that he had the Chazaka, Eshelokocha, that he bought it from him, and he keeps. That's the Rambam's opinion, make the Shvuas Heses. We said there's others who disagree with that. Okay, so that's a fairly straightforward halacha, but just saying what's the order in which we would try to bring the proof.
We're saying that he brought witnesses.
I thought it was very clear.
He brought witnesses that said, yes, we saw him eating for 3 years.
He didn't bring the witnesses, no. It's a claim. He claims, I have a shtar. He claims he has witnesses. So remember, the Bezin doesn't want to trouble more people than necessary. So this is the claim. So Bezin, okay, you claim these things. Bring us the two. You have a shtar here. Validate it.
It doesn't mean
he brought Adim. He's got Adim. He doesn't have to bring it. He says, I got Adim.
If he brought Adim, would he have to make a Shvus Heses?
Of course.
If he brought Adim.
No, if he has a shtar, he doesn't have to make a Shvus Heses.
I know, but if he brought Adim,
so Rambam says, you do. Rambam says it clear. If he can't validate it, then the Eide Chazaka testify, and then he swears or swears.
Okay, fine.
Beis. Eide Chazaka, you have witnesses that testify Chazaka. Sheheid Echad Mishnehem Shachol Ochitim. There's two witnesses. The first witness says, yeah, I saw Chaim Yaakov's been in the field for 3 years, and I saw him plowing and harvesting wheat for 3 years. Now, and the second witness is almost the same. Hey, Shachol Sharm, he says, I've been watching good, and he's been harvesting barley. Aidusum Kayemis, the testimony is valid. Why? Shaino Aid Med Doctors, because the witnesses are not so particular, you know, if it's wheat or it's barley. Now, if it would be a totally different enterprise, like beans or something, which are grown and planted and harvested in a different fashion, that would make a difference. But something that it's a negligible difference doesn't really matter. That point one. Two. Hey Ido Echad, what if one witness says the following? Shacholos Eshana Rishina Shlish Chamishis. I saw this guy has been in the field in 2010, 11, 2013, and 2015. A whole year in alternating years. In between, I don't know what happened. Vashani, a second witness, comes along. He was there 2012, 2014, and 2000. I don't know anything about the other 3 years. Well, I got six years between two guys, eh? Ain a dusa mitzarefes. You can't combine the testimony. Why? Shibashana Shemeid Bozeth is the year that this guy's testifying. Lloyd Bozeth, that guy's not testifying. And there you don't have 2 years, yeah. 2 weeks right here. The Tachsar Akarka Averis, the guy's got to give back the, that's his only proof. He has to give back the land and he has to pay
all the
proof.
6 years.
Gimel. Let's say now, Mishiard Lasar of Acheska Shu Yorish. This guy goes into the field. And he goes in because he's been told he's the nearest relative to inherit the land. Let's say he is a brother. He wants you to let you know that your brother died. You appear to be the closest kin. Please, you can have the land and it's yours. So now he's been using it for the last 3 years, whatever he's been using it, because he assumed he was allowed to. For Ochel Perosen, he ate the fruits. Venimsa, then a year afterwards, after he's been enjoying this field, we find out that's Yoresh Acher, there's another relative, Shukaramena, which is much closer relative, let's say a son, and therefore, Veroyli Yorshan, he is the one who was really fit to inherit to begin with, and not the one who had been inheriting. Bain Shenimsa, it doesn't matter if we have witnesses who prove that this is a closer relative, Bain Shahodelosesh Rabchila, or whether the guy himself admits, he finds the long-lost son has returned, and he admits it doesn't matter what has to happen. Chayv lahatzir kol ha-perish ochel. He has to give it back, everything he had, even though he didn't do anything criminal at all.
Well, he was called into the field.
But he was not entitled to it, even though he had it.
But that's not his mistake.
Okay. What doesn't matter.
Don't we do the executor of the estate? Doesn't he take any responsibility here?
You benefit if something you shouldn't benefit. Doesn't matter if he wants to take his case up with somebody else. What?
What about all the work and the stuff he did on the work?
Too bad. Whatever his profit is, that has to go back.
But let's say he's just brought in here. There's nobody to work the farm. Everybody's gone. And they say, look, the field's just going to go to waste. You're the only relative around. Could you inherit
it?
That's the risk.
It
comes down.
It's the risk you take. You can maybe do a little investigation yourself. You don't know your own mishpacha. You don't know that your brother had some sons. Maybe you should do a little work and find
them. They looked for them. They couldn't find them.
So you know you're taking a risk. You're taking a risk. Right?
Well, you can just show up at any time, this guy, and say, oh, I'm here, now I want to take the thing. And where were you the last 4 years? Well, I was away in Europe.
The guy's picking apples.
Okay.
Obviously, we're talking about we're not talking about if I wouldn't have worked, there wouldn't have been any profit. The guy sowed the field and grew things, and he gets that. But what if it's an orchard? He just eats the
fruit. That's different. But
that's what it means, because otherwise it wouldn't have anything anyway. Right, you have to make count. Guy plows and does and all that and produces.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you weren't there anyway. You didn't do anything. So that's a whole other area of discussion that the Rambam has not been telling us more insight into this. Dalit. Shnaim Shoyer Ermel said, now it's one against one now, completely. Two guys are both contending for the field. Zomer Shali, the Zomer Shali. Each one says it's mine. Vein lechem ein raya, and nobody has any proofs. That's one scenario. But they're the only two who are contending over the field. O shevi kol lechem hem edim, she shalo, o shalo vosav. Or each one, they both bring witnesses that it's his. I know it's his, the witnesses. Or it belonged to his father. Each one is bringing identical types of contradictory proof, one to the other. Each one brings witnesses that he was there for the last 3 years. The same 3 years overlap. Well, there's obviously, just like you have two witnesses in case says, I saw he killed him, I saw he didn't kill him. Right? You can have witnesses who...
contradicting testimony.
V'hashonim sherman, the years in which they are in question, elu heina sherman asher shudu me'elon. These are exactly the ones that the witnesses are testifying. So in other words, all the cases, they have the exact same claims and or proof. Nobody has any better than the next guy.
Fishy.
So what do? And we say, guys, we leave it up to you. Whoever's stronger pushes the guy out. You get it. Now, Now, if you've been kicked out, all right, the other guy now wants to get it back from him, go bring a proof and you get it back. Now, what if the two guys are contending and the third guy figures, hey, you know what? Since there's nothing to do over here,
that's right.
And the third guy just says, I'm stronger than both of you. I'm going to take it. Neither one of you have proof that it's yours. And he just starts to take it over. The third guy who had no claim at all, the Bezdin removes him and will let the two guys continue to fight it out. Okay, hey. One guy brings witnesses that it belonged to his father, and also that he himself, the son, and he also has been in the field for 3 years. I mean, so he's got two separate sets of witnesses, as it were. One set of witnesses says it was your father's and he inherited it. The other one says you've been there for the last 3 years. Now it's under his hand now. Another guy comes along and he brings Adim Shachol Shnei Chazaka. Also says he's been there for the last 3 years, but does not, and he's been using it, but he does not have witnesses that his father used to own it. So what happens? We do the math here. Nimtzus Eidus HaChazaka Shol Shnei Mucheshes. Both of them have a testimony that they've been there for the last 3 years. Those are conflicting testimonies. And we throw that out. So what remains?
The father.
We keep it by who? The one who has the witnesses that it was his father, he gets it. And we allow him to be there because that was not contradicted. And that's what remains, what we can use as admissible evidence. But what if after that happened, the guy who got kicked out says, well, wait a minute. I didn't know I had to bring so much stuff. Chazar Hashem, the second guy who got kicked out, brings Vehevi Afu Edim Shishlavosa. He also brings witnesses that belong to his father. Sharanim says, Gam Edim. Now it's going to come that both testimonies are conflicting with each other. Chos and Bez and Bez then withdraws, reverts rather. Umasalkim and Afri take the first guy out. Umenuchasobi Hashem, they put it in both of them's hands. Vaholmi's Gabri, whoever is stronger gets it and he wins it out. In other words, you can still bring later witnesses because it's not denying. He did not say he didn't have. That's what he brought. And now that he saw that he got out, well, he's got witnesses that are prepared to testify. We assume they're telling the truth.
It's a little fishy to me because he could go now and pay a little
bit. Well, he thought
cash.
He didn't have to bring any more. They say, what's your claim? My claim is I was there the last 3 years. That's fine. He doesn't know what the other guy's got up his sleeve.
And they say he's telling the truth.
Okay, but you know, you don't always want to bring all your information. You know, I've got witnesses. It's
so how could both of them inherited from the father?
There's witnesses. How can you have ever two conflicting witnesses? You want to tell me?
Somebody's lying.
Or mistake. Makes a mistake.
Oh, that's a pretty big mistake.
Well, that's no different over here. Vav. Both of them's claim is it belonged to my father and I inherited it. This guy brings witnesses that it belonged to his father. The other guy only brings witnesses that he was there for 3 years. Who has the stronger claim? If it goes to the one who has the witness that it belonged to his father, and the other guy, if he was in the field, has to give back the fruits he had. Why? Because in actuality, he has no claim at all. He said it was my father. Well, that was contradicted by the fact that the other guy has witnesses that it was his father. In other words, your chazak only helps if it comes with a legitimate claim, right? You say, I've been here for 3 years, I bought it from you. Okay, so even though we can't prove the claim, but you have a chazak with a claim, that's good enough. You have a chazak and you claim it's your father's. Well, your claim is zero because the other guy has proof that it's his father's. Yeah. So that proof knocks out your claim, and what are you left with?
Nothing.
A chazak with no
nothing.
Claim,
nothing.
And out you go. Ve'ein achilas araya, his eating is not a proof. She called chazaka sheim otana, a chazaka without a claim, alaban for the owner, ain't a klum, it's nothing. But wait a minute, we're not yet done yet at all. What if the guy comes back and says, well, wait a minute, you know, I want to explain what I meant. chazer said, the guy who said it was my father's, he said, I'd like to explain what I meant.
It's so long.
Hamachzik v'omar, he says, the guy who was there, he had witnesses, he was there for 3 years, he says, Kain shalav osech, I said, I agree it was your father's, but v'atom machartali, you sold it to me. Ah, you're going to say, why did I say it's my father's? Why did I originally say it was my father's? What did I mean to say? I meant to say, I'm so sure that it's mine because of these witnesses and that you sold it to me. It's so much mine as if I got it from my father. That's how strongly it's mine. Or I said it was my father who bought it from your father's. And he has a proof that his father ate there at least for one day. So now he's been able to explain what he meant, and it's legitimately reasonable to say it could be. It is a proper claim. He gave an interpretation for it to fit Lidvar Rishon's first words. And now he gets it because, remember, he still had a chazaka. Let's not minimize that chazaka. All that chazaka needs is a bona fide claim. He lost the claim because the other guy had witnesses, but now if he can explain what he meant, then he has not lost his claim. V'imton b'tchila. And what if he originally said like this? Remember, shalavoy say it's my father's, but he added dangerous words. V'lo shalavosecha, and it's not your father's.
Uh-oh.
Now he's Hutzpah. Out because Hutzpah. The witnesses knocked that off.
Yes.
Ain shomen lo b'tan sechel. We don't listen to given testimony claim. It's anything similar to that because the Edom knocked that out and he can't say, well, I meant to say. What do you mean you meant to say? You said exactly what you meant and the witnesses knocked you out. Okay. Now another meant to say, but this is or rather how we interpret what people say. Reuven shayi besoch sada. Reuven's in the field. Ubar Shimon, the ear 11. Shimon claims, v'amar Reuven, and Reuven says, listen, Soda Zu, this field, right? Mi Levi Kanisa, I bought it from Levi, third guy. Vachalti Osa Shnei Chazaka. And I ate it Shnei Chazaka, literally means years of Chazaka. Normally, we would assume when a guy says Shnei Chazaka, he means 3 years. So again, Reuven's in the field. Shimon says, no, get out of here, it's my field. He says, listen, I bought it from Levi.
Yeah.
And I was there for 3 years. So far, not bad. But the problem is, Omer lo Shimon, but Shimon says, wait a minute. I have a shtar that's
Uh-oh.
Validated. Shani lokachtem Levi. I bought it from Levi. Mehayom arba sharim. 4 years ago to this day.
Whoa.
So now I'm the one who bought it from Levi. And I have proof. And you don't have any proof.
Oh, this is a problem.
So this now, so what? Reuven's not pressed at all. No problem. Chazer Reuven says, well, wait a minute. What did I say? Well, you said you had it for Shni Chazaka. Yep. You think I only had it for 3 years? Shanim Rabbah says, it's been many years, Mishlachti, when I bought it from Levi. Vani Kidam Ticha, and I preceded you. So, Hare, Tanas Reuven Tana. Reuven's claim is acceptable because She'odam Kerim L'shanim Rabbas. A person would mean when many, many years as Shnei Chazaka, as years of Chazaka, and it doesn't only mean 3 years. He never said how many years it was. He said, I've had it for years of Chazaka.
Yeah.
But it could be many years, even 7 years.
So how does
now, we're not done yet. Lafika, therefore. If you can bring witnesses, he was there for the last seven years. So it comes out, what did he have? He had it 3 years before the shtar that says Shimon bought it from Levi. He gets to keep it because he already had a chazaka for 3 years before, and it was his. And Levi, that rotten stinker, had no right to sell a field that he already sold to me years before, and I have a chazaka and a claim. Right? But if he had it less than 7 years, so what happens? Let's say 6 years. So he had it for 2 years. He claims he bought it from Levi. And then Levi, there's a shtar from Reuven, a Shimon, that he bought it 4 years ago. So what happens? Tashim, it goes back to Shimon. Why? Because what do we say? Well, I had it for 3 years. Why didn't he protest? He did protest. The biggest protest in the world he could do is to sell the field. And Levy says, what are you draining a cup? I never sold you the field. It was my field, and I was trying to sell it. And you've been muscling in on there, so I finally sold it right on in front of your face. That's the biggest protestation possible. Before he was able to make the chazaka, he sold it. Ches. Ze oimar shelavoisei. This guy says it belongs to my father. He brings witnesses that it did belong to his father. Zemer shelavoisei. This guy says it belongs to my father. He has no witnesses that it belonged to his father. Okay, that's a pashut case. Tachlos says it goes to one of the witnesses. This is obvious, but it's just setting us up for the next line. And more than this, now let's think for a minute. The guy who's in the field said, it's my father, but he didn't bring the Aiden. Right? So now, umotzi'in mizeh kol ha'peiro shorevim. But we take the fruits from him, from what he admits. Shachom that he ate, afal pi she'en olav Aiden shorevim, there is no witness he ate. In other words, we can say, okay, sorry, Buster, you're going to have to pay for the last 2 years' house. Wait a minute. There's no witnesses that I was there. Matter. Yeah. Well, you know what? You told us that you're there.
Self-testimony.
Shei omer shemachmas avosav. You say, because of my dad, I ate it. Right? Ate him shehoyesh avosav shosavosavim. But the other claimant has the real witnesses. So therefore, that's the chiddush. They has to give away because there's no witnesses that saw him eat on the property. If there's witnesses, fine. But here you went and admitted it, and you cooked your own goose. Test. Hevi hama'arer edim shesu asedes shelo. The complainer, the contenders, brings witnesses that the field used to belong to him. V'zeh shebesochem, the guy who presently is in it, when he claims, mimcho lekachtich, I bought it from you. V'harei shtori, and this is the shtar. And not only that, v'holtzi shtar mekuyim. And he brings it, validates it. Well, that's pretty good. He's in there with a validated shtar. But wait a minute. V'tana ma'ar, but the Kohen says, yeah, I see everything you say, but there's a problem. It's a forged document. Now, at this point, the guy who's in the field could say, it's not a forged document. He can't prove it's a forged document. He just says it is a forged document. Now, if the guy who brought the document, he could have just said, you know what? I'm sorry, it's not forged. Then what would have happened? He would keep it, right? But guess what he says? Vahoda Balshar, the guy with the star says, you know what, you're right. I admit, it was a forgery. But wait a minute.
Come on.
The Amr, he says, Kainu, yes, it was forged, but I want you to know why I forged it. Because I really had a kosher star from you. And now that I heard you complain, and I looked in my drawer and it was lost. So I took this one, Kidei La'ayim Olav, to scare you. That you truly sold me. In other words, he's claiming you really did sell it to me. I really had a star, and that's why I said that lie. Guess who wins?
Right.
Well, the guy has an amazing migu. He could have just kept his mouth shut and said, the star is the star. Yeah. And it was validated. How did these guys validate it? You know, maybe it's an error. They said, yeah, that's our signature, whatever, but it was really not correct. Because if he wanted, he could have said, Bishtoro. Sharei Makuim, he said, this is my star.
It's already valid. It's a valid star.
He's believed. We don't take the field away from him. He merely makes a Shavuos Heses, and he's good. Hevi hama'ara edim shezu asher shelo. The complainer says that this field is mine. V'zeh shebesof, the one inside, Tony claims, mimcho lekachticha, I bought it from you. V'achalta shnei chazak, I was there for 3 years already. V'heviu edim shechol shelo, and he brings witnesses that he was there for 3 years. So it's good. He's got witnesses there for 3 years. He has a good claim that he bought it from him. You think he could keep it. Wait a minute. Tana Ma'ar, the complainers of Ma'ar, wait a minute. Hech titon shalakachta mimeni hayom shosham. How could you say you bought it from me 3 years ago? I was not in the country 3 years ago.
Uh-oh.
So what? You can't have a chazak if I'm not around. So what has to happen? And we're going to, well, matzrich and so the guy who's there, the burden of proof is on him. He has to lahavi rias and approve shezeh ploni amara hayim medina. He has to prove that this guy was in the country 3 years ago. Bisman hazeh shetoyin shvuch. The time he says he claims it was sold him. Even if he can prove he was only there 1 day, that's enough. You got to prove the guy
there 1 day.
The guy who said sold it to him. The complainer was there one day. So it would be possible to be sold. He doesn't bring it. So he's removed. Now the question, all the comments is, what are you talking about? It should be the opposite. Yeah. The other guy should prove that he was away.
Yeah.
The answer is, you have to be speaking in a case where it was like World War II. It was well known. It was warlike conditions.
But they didn't say Rambam doesn't talk about that.
The commentaries bring it down.
Okay, I know.
And therefore, it's well known. And therefore, he's got a good complaint. And therefore, now the burden of proof. But if it wouldn't be that way, we would reverse
the
halacha. Let's see if we can fit Yud Aleph in. As soon as that movie ends, we got
it
now marked. Any minute. Should end in about 1 minute.
Yud
Aleph. Mishal Chumadinisayam. A guy went across the ocean. Here's this case. The guy had a middle field. He was surrounded by four fields. He was landlocked. But he did have permission from somebody traveling rights in one of the four fields. He doesn't remember. He went away for 10 years, whatever. He comes back. I don't remember who gave me the rights. Somebody did, but I don't know who it is. And he wants the rights to that. For sure he had it. There's no question about it. But now he just doesn't know. And could be the four people are not very forthcoming. And we're going to have to stop. Sorry, because it's just finishing.